This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Beloved, true intimacy with God is something that has been sought for by Christians since Christ walked the face of the earth. Child of God, true intimacy with God is not simply a feeling of a person on a romantic relationship with someone. It goes much deeper than emotions. It goes much deeper all the way down to your very soul. And it is reflected by our actions. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 33, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the just. Yes, beloved, growing in intimacy with God should be a desire of ours. You see, God cannot have an intimacy relationship with evil or with disobedient children, because true intimacy with God begins with drawing near to him. Again, God will never draw himself near to those who don't draw near to him. And the way we, as believers in Christ, draw near to God is through righteousness, Jesus' righteousness that he have done for us by shedding his blood for remission of our sins. Jesus Christ is the righteous one. So, beloved, it is not only those who have been saved. Beloved, it is only those who have been saved by grace through faith who have that hope that lies within us in order to draw close to the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. So connecting intimately with God should be our heart's desire as believers, as a believer in Christ. Here, again, the word of God says, in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. When we look at the word of God, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12 through 14, it says, beloved, when we use God's own word in praying scriptures, we are aligning ourselves with his heart and praying according to his will. Yes, praying the word of God. It is directly communicating with God. So, child of God, when words, our own words, fill us in the natural, let us open up the word of God and allow God's word to become our prayer. Connecting intimately with God. Here we are talking about through prayer, because prayer is simply talking to God and then listening to what is said in an hour, and for us to go about doing what God has instructed us. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, 22. To be called of the verbs, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fit of rams. So connecting intimately with God through prayer is something that we desire to do because we know that it pleases Him. In our foundational scriptures that we were talking about at the beginning of the teaching, Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." And which is a conjunction and continuation that says, "And learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your weary soul." Thank God for Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus became that mediator between God and man. Because of his sacrifice, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we as born-again believers can live again and come back in right standing in right standing with God, our Father. You see, God has given us access to himself through Jesus Christ, his Son. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, salvation is our open door by encountering a relationship with God. Again, it is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross that we have been given free access to get to know God more. Beloved, God wants to have an intimate relationship with us as being his children. And he wants us to know him the way he knows us. Here we see in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, "And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who cometh to me shall never hunger, and he who believeth in me shall never thirst." Connecting intimately with God is our heart desire. And we do it. One way to do it is through prayer. Again, we say prayer is simply opening ourselves and talking to God. You can pray in any position you desire. Whether standing, kneeling, laying flat on your stomach, and prostrate before the Lord. Or you can even pray walking, driving, sitting in a place where there's no distraction, meditating on the Word of God, talking to God in your prayer closet. Yes, God is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. So believers in Christ, if you want to know God in a deeper way, and if you want to draw closer to God's heart, then you need to be spending time in His Word consistently and daily. If we don't feed ourselves with the Word of God on the inside, we will eventually dry up. Just as the body needs physical food, our spirit needs spiritual nourishment in order for us to grow on a spiritual level. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good and worthy to be praised. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, again, we are reminded that our God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes, during this time of worship, we declare the truth of who the Lord is. Through worshiping Him, we align our will to God's desire and are able to reset our focus on the one who is our maker, the one that is our creator, the one that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank God because He is God all by Himself. We thank God for Jesus, His Son, who came from heaven, became that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. We thank God for His Holy Spirit, who leads, guides, and directs our path. All three agrees as one. So, beloved, as we worship, we see God as He is, the one with all power, with all authority, the one who is compassionate and sovereign over every part of our lives and over this world that we live in. We gain a greater understanding. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. All power is in. God knows us better than we know ourselves. God is and always will be God. Better than He. God is able, willing and ready, and obedient for our life is. Yes, by doing this, we establish our own God, on what we didn't be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you want to know more about who God is, study His Word. Read His Word. Let the Word of God go from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. Let it take root in your heart. So when an opportunity presents itself, that you will be able to bring the scripture back to your memory and be able to speak what thus says the Lord in accordance to His Word. His Word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word shall endure forever and ever. Growing intimately with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God for Abraham. Thank God for Isaac. Thank God for Jacob. Beloved, more worship, as we know, worship is more than a song. Worship is the way we respond to the God who loves us and have given his son, his life for us, so that we could be completely free while we are here on this earth. Completely free and clean in this life, and to live with him forever in the next life to come. Yes, the Lord gave us prayer as a means of communication with him, and a way for us to grow closer to him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is a conversation in which we speak to God and he responds. You see, the more we speak to God, the more we come to know him, to know his character, to know all about him. So prayer, as we know, is vital. It's important. Excuse me. It is a key factor in our relationship with our God. God desires that we be children who not only know their Father, but that we be children who partners also with God in the work of the kingdom in order to bring his good plans about in our lives and in the lives of those all around us. Yes, I'm reminded about Jeremiah when God said he has good plans for us, plans to bless us, plans to prosper us in all areas of our lives. But it all begins with us knowing him, knowing the God that has all power in his hands. Everything that we know about God is in his word. Thank God for Jesus, who made a way for us, who made it possible for us to reconnect with the God that created us. Intimacy with God is the way to total fulfillment in life. Believer in Christ, let us, believer in Christ, embrace the truth that intimacy with God has, again, no contenders. Yes, child of God, accept that a fulfilling, intimate love relationship with God is very personal. Some things with God are so personal and so intimate that they cannot be described with words alone. They can only be filled with the comfort of our heart. Believers in Christ, just as close relationship with another person, it requires conversation. So relationship with God is the same. Conversion with God, it happens through us reading God's word, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the Bible, which is the holy book, because we serve our holy God, where it says, be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. This is God's mean way of communicating with those who love him. And believer, through prayer, which is a two-way conversation piece between you and God. You see, God desires for us to connect intimately with him. One way, one sure way, it is through prayer. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. Luke 18:1, because the verse says, men ought always to pray. Don't faint. Don't lose heart. Prayer is very, very vital for this hour that we are living in. Beloved, when we pray, God is not action or formula. He doesn't want us to pretend to be something that we are not. All God desires, he wants us to tell him what is on our hearts and minds, just as we would a trusted friend in the natural. Yes, the God that created us, the God that created the universe, he desires fellowship. He desires for us to be in fellowship with him, not just on Sunday morning or during midweek service. No, he desires for us to have an intimate relationship and fellowship with him on a daily basis. That's the type of God that we serve. Bible says in John 10:27-29, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I say unto them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man snatch or pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. What encouraging scriptures shared right here, to know that God, the author, that Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he says he knows us as followers of his. He knows us. He tends to us. He set the example for us to follow. God made it possible for us to reconnect with him through the sacrifice that Jesus did on Calvary's cross, through the sacrifice of shedding his blood for the remission of our sins. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about growing intimately with God this night. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Yes, the God that we serve, he's able, willing, and ready to bless us. He's able, willing, and ready to protect us, deliver us, set us free. Hallelujah. Jesus, he knows those that are his. And those that are here know Jesus as well. So, beloved, as we pray, we will learn how to hear God's voice. and the more you understand who God is through his word, then your mind is changed, and the more you will be able to discern when God is speaking to you and when he is not. Here in the word of God, it says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So as a born-again believer in Christ, we're in this world, but we're not of it. Daily, we are being conformed. Hallelujah. We are being transformed by renewing of our minds. And we are not being conformed to the influence of this world. Yes, our minds should be on the Lord. We should look up. We should look up from which coming our help. Our help coming from God. The God that created the universe. The God that gives us breath to breathe. Fresh blood running through our veins. The God that loads us down with benefits each and every day. That he allow us to be still here in the land of the living. Yes, beloved, growing intimately with God is a desire that we as born-again believers should desire to do. Believers in Christ, spending time with other believers who believe in Christ will encourage us, will help us by sharing testimonies of how God intervened. Bible says in Romans 8:28, "But we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose." So God has our best interest in mind. Oh yes, he does. Sometimes when our back is against the wall, we don't know which way to go. We should go immediately in prayer and ask God to intervene in our lives. Give us the mind to pray. I remember when Jesus was ministering to those in his inner circle, to his apostles and believers, Christ, his disciples, one that wants to learn. Jesus asked them to say, "Show us how to pray." They realized that Jesus, through having a prayer time with the Father, with his Father, it allowed him to do great work. It allowed him to be focused on heavenly things. Excuse me, and not earthly matters. So we, as Jesus Christ, as followers of him, have to follow the same set example that he has left for us to do. People of God, and getting in a closer relationship with others will also help us in these times that we are living in. In these evil, dark, and simple days that we are encountering in 2021. When those that have been brought to maturity on a spiritual level, they can import in our lives as well on testimony that God have met their each and every need. They can help us to direct us and let us know that God will come through. All we got to do is do our part. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and if my people, which is called by my name, which has humbled themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. So you see, to know God is a vital part of developing an intimate love relationship with Him. Connecting intimately with God through prayer, through spending time with Him in prayer, studying God's Word, getting away from distraction, finding a private, peaceful place in your prayer closet, praying to God. And then once we pray to Him, keep our mind and meditate on what is there that He wants to speak to our spirit man. And after we hear the instruction, be quick to obey. God, when God is in it, we will be directed to a path that we may not have thought about. But God, with all His wisdom, He knows how to direct us. So intimacy with God should be the number one priority in our lives. Children of God, when we are intimate with someone else, you trust them enough to share your secrets, whether it be a spouse, a friend, or even family. As God, Jesus already knew. Jesus already knows everything about us. But when we choose to tell Him what is hidden deep within us, it proves that we trust God, that we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we trust Him. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him and He shall direct our path. Yes, believers in Christ, God never turns away anyone who seeks Him. He will give you every help that is available for you so that you need, in which you need to build an intense, intimate relationship with Him. Beloved, we glorify God by loving and servicing Him. We do that better when we have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, God's Son. And also, thank God for being drafted into the family of God, as He adopted us in His family. Having intimacy with God through Jesus Christ is our most important calling right now, while we're here on this earth and for all eternity. Yes, we are talking about growing intimately with God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, the one that has all power in His hand. Child of God, Christ is the hope through which we draw near to God. Beloved, Christ is in fact the model of intimacy with God, because He and the Father are one. John 10:10, verse 30 says so. It says, I and my Father are one. Jesus' relationship with God the Father was characterized by love and by obedience. Yes, beloved, if we hope to obtain true intimacy with God, Jesus is our set example that we must follow. Jesus, during his walk here on earth, he would minister to the people. Then eventually he would wander out on a quiet place to talk to God, to be refreshed and renewed on a daily basis. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Believer in Christ, for the Christian spiritual maturity and growing in intimacy with God, it is a necessity. Where it says in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, as ye have therefore received Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, by being rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abiding therein with thanksgiving. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the church at Colossians, encouraging them to be rooted and built up in Christ. It is very important for us to fellowship one to another, for us to not forsaking ourselves together, going to the house of worship, if at all possible. Because fellowship, relationship helps to bring forth fellowship, which helps to strengthen us in areas where we may be weak. So, beloved, prayer is a duty expressly commanded for every Christian, every born-again believer in Christ. And it is commanded all the time. And it is about everyone and everything. For a child of God not to pray, it is a sin. Because it causes unrighteousness in our path. All unrighteousness in the eyes of God is sin. Yes, lack of prayer is sin. People, God, Christians ought to pray always, because it is a command in the Word of God. God commands us to do so. So we as children of God, as followers of Christ, we desire to please our God, our Creator. We desire to be strengthened spiritually, mentally, physically, in all areas of our lives. Again, we are reminded that prayer is possible, because it was Jesus Christ who had removed the barrier between us and God, a barrier that was caused by our sin. We are thankful and grateful because Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. And he removed the barrier from our lives. So God gives us, as followers of Christ, the privilege of coming back into right standing with him. Coming back into his presence when we connect our lives to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come confidently, boldly, unto the throne of God, the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to God's will, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to God's will, he heareth us. So, beloved, prayer is not learned. It's not learned in a classroom, but it is learned in a closet, our secret closet. Believers of Christ, always remember this, that intimacy in a relationship, it takes time. Whether naturally or spiritually, this is some intimacy, is something that that has to grow. Growing your intimacy with God, intimacy in prayer, it takes perseverance. Yes, child of God, God has designed prayer for us and for our benefit. It is not for him, but it is for us. Again, prayer is designed so that we can communicate with God and also for us to get closer to him, to develop intimacy with him. Our relationship with God, it needs constant attention. Beloved, remember that the function of prayer is not to influence God, but rather to change the nature of the one who prays. Prayer changes us, not God, because God is one who cannot change. God is the same yesterday. God is the same forever. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So, believer of Christ, a healthy, developed prayer life will deliver you from the kind of shadow version of Christianity. Believer of Christ, again, a healthy, developed prayer life will deliver you from the kind of shadow version of Christianity. Excuse me. See, prayer is not a lazy substitute for words or for work. It is not a shortcut to skill or to knowledge. Child of God, sometimes God delays the answer to our prayer in the final form until you as a child of God have time to build up the strength and accumulate the knowledge, also to fashion the character that will make it possible for him or her to say yes for God to say yes to what we pray about or we ask of him. So connecting intimately with God through prayer, it is something that every believer in Christ should desire. See, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whether the prayer is secret and fervent, or whether it's a believing prayer, it lies at the root of all our personal godliness. It is placed in our behalf to become in right standing with God. Prayer, in a sense, it is exalting the spirit of man. It is inhaling the spirit of God and exhaling the spirit of man. Believers in Christ, to be rooted and built up and established in the faith, it means for us to be involved in regular church attendance where the word of God is being preached, not watered down, but preached just the way it is, according to the words of God that have been already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. Plus, to participate in Bible study in order for us to grow in our knowledge and understanding of the word of God. Jesus said in the word, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Yes, people of God, we are Christ's lively stones, formed together to carry out Christ's mission together to the world. We as born-again believers, each has a task, an assignment to complete. So, beloved, to be established in the faith, it means that this is a settled matter for us, that we are not being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. No, we have settled it within our minds, that our heart is fixed, that the world is behind us, and the cross is before us. We desire to mature in the in our walk with Christ, because spiritual maturity, this is what God aims for us to be as his children. So, beloved, the foundational for our Christian life is being rooted and built up in Christ and established in the faith, growing in intimacy with God is our heart desire. So we are grateful tonight for the teaching that we were talking about, growing in intimacy with God, connecting intimately with him through prayer. Oh, precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word, because your word will not return to you void. I thank you because you are a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. You're a God that sits high and looks low. You know us better than we do ourselves. As we reach out to you tonight, Lord, I thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love for my life, my wife's life, and everyone that is hearing the teaching, though, will be hearing at a later date. Father, that you would have mercy upon us, that you would strengthen us, that you would direct us by your Holy Spirit as we consecrate ourselves to you here this night and forevermore. Thank you, precious Father, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. There may be one or there may be some that need to follow my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Father, we are thanking you. As we bring this kingdom to a close, we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. Father God, we are so grateful that even during this pandemic, your hand is upon us. We are so grateful here tonight for building us up in the faith, for strengthening us in areas where we may be weak. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name. If there's one tonight, after listening to the word of God, that your heart got pricked, that Jesus is standing there, knocking, waiting for you to let him in. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After coming to the place of total surrendering your life to Christ, giving him, being sincere about coming to him here tonight, after repenting in your heart and also making a confession of faith and a believing God for his word, where it says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess your mouth with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. From this day forward, this night forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Dear friends and family members, extended family, we just appreciate your time spent with us today, and we hope that you've gleaned some information that you can use in your life as well as share with others. If you have comments, questions, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Again, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends so that they may join you in listening to us every Tuesday evening and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. On this Friday evening, please have a wonderful weekend. Please put God first and know that he is in control of all things, and nothing surprises him. It just surprises us. So if you'll keep God first, we'll lift you in prayer as you lift us in prayer, and as God wills us to be with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great weekend. We love you.